Hello, it's Lee Pallister here from Sovereign Grace Reformed Church in Devon. That's in Tiverton, southwest England. Should Christians play TV games is our topic for this video. Should Christians play TV games? It's a much neglected topic and issue. We see TV games rife in our churches today, even in Bible-believing churches. And the reason I've made this video is not to point the finger at anyone, but because we can all be deceived. And we can all get it wrong in many ways. It is rather to show you from the precepts of Holy Scripture and the authority of Scripture that indeed TV games and similar entertainments will take you and draw you and your children away from the things of God, from the precious things of God that He has given us. And so the obvious question that you may have is how so? Firstly, if you are watching this video, please don't just switch it off. If you're serious about being a Christian, you need to be serious about applying God's word. It says in Psalm 97:10, "Ye that love the Lord, hate evil." Again, it says in Psalm 101, verses 3, "I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes." At this point, you may be saying, well, I don't allow my children to play violent TV games or bad TV games or to watch bad things. Well, of course, that's helpful, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. TV games, by their very nature, always present the supernatural. They always present the supernatural, the fantasy, the fictional. They are designed deliberately, satanically, to encourage sinful habits and thoughts. And without even knowing it, they can indoctrinate your children into society's ideals and values and vanities, and not what the Bible teaches, not in the righteousness of what God's word teaches. Take, for instance, some of the leading video games of today, which I've done a little bit of research in. The games like Super Mario and Pokemon and Minecraft, they are full of the supernatural. They are full of fantasy. You can do anything. You can be as strong as you want. You can fly. You can turn bricks and rocks into living creatures. You can walk on water. You can be a pilot. You can slay beasts. You can do anything that you want. It's all about the supernatural. It's all about the fictional. Of course, if you're the sporting type, well, you can vainly be the world's best tennis player, or you can manage the world's best football team or your favorite team. All these things, yes, may entertain you and your children, but at what spiritual cost will that they do that if you neglect the things of God? I'll tell you what cost. Do not be surprised if you feed your children on a diet of TV games and other such entertainments that portray the supernatural, that they are daily given the supernatural and expect them to believe in a supernatural gospel. Don't be surprised when that happens, when they get bored, when they come to the means of grace. By the very act of continuing in such things, you diminish the means of grace to them. Well, why is that? Well, of course, because your children will lose their awe of the scriptures, of what God's word presents, a supernatural gospel, because they've been playing supernatural games where they can do anything. And so the awe of a supernatural gospel is diminished. Parents are mingling with the holy and with the profane and expect God in a flash to save their children. Proverbs 6:28 says, "Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burnt?" It says in Romans 12:9, "Let love be without dissimulation." In other words, without hypocrisy towards God. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Overcome evil. Inbred sin in your life, but by doing that which is good. It says in 1 Corinthians 6:12, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." Friends, if by God's grace you've been given liberty by Christ, use it to live for Christ, to do those things which are pleasing in His sight. Ask yourself a question. Why do I allow my children to play TV games and to do such things? It says in Hebrews 10:38, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Dear friends, we have to live by faith. We have to overcome evil by doing that which is good. Remember, by giving your children TV games and not cultivating things like family devotional time and time in God's word in the mornings, quiet time, family devotional time, going to the means of grace, all these things, if you're not cultivating these things in your life and you're just giving them things to do so that you can do your own things, friends, it will be to their spiritual ruin, eternal ruin, because the gospel is a supernatural gospel, and you cannot mingle the supernatural, all these things that TV games and such entertainments, even things which are not intrinsically evil, they are full of supernatural and fictional and full of hidden subliminal messages. Please, if anyone is listening to this message, please take it seriously. Put away the TV games, the entertainments. Cultivate within your daily routine and family life a love for God's holy word. Get excited about it. It's time to spend, after dinner, it's time to spend time in God's word every day. We have to start the day with the Lord. And when we've, during dinner or when we finish dinner, it's time now to spend time with the Lord in his word. What is he going to teach us today? These things need to be cultivated, friends. Please let us take this to heart. And may you find, if this is something that you haven't done, you know, it's not too late to cultivate these things. We all get it wrong, like I said earlier. But I pray that you will take this to heart, the truth of God's word to heart, and that your children and that others will see the great awe of God's word, the supernatural gospel that Christ, the Savior of the world, came to die for sinners such as us. And he did all those amazing things to redeem us of our sins. Thank you.